From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com. They are sponsors, of course, of the program, and we're partners with them to get the word out to all of you about better health. I'm going to give you the toll-free number to call, first of all, to get information, because people are standing by right now. They beef it up when they know that Doc Wallach or Pharmacist Ben is on the program. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's the toll-free number to call to just get some advice. The website, which is available for you, which John D., who's the webmaster, John T., says that it can handle anything. I want you to bust it. Simply go to CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, an hour and a half of Ben Fuchs with us. We're going to take calls very soon as well with Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com, a website that you should keep and go to constantly. There's a lot of video and audio clips there and questions about your health and health-related issues. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well, and he's also been compounding custom medications for a long, long time, and he is a spokesperson for CriticalHealthNews.com. Welcome back, Pharmacist Ben. If I had drums, I'd be beating them for you right now, Ben.
George, it's a total honor to be here. Thank you so much.
We did something a week and a half ago that I'm very proud of. A fellow called me on the air during some of our open line segments, and he is going blind. And I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe. You know that. But I did have the folks at CriticalHealthNews.com send him for free a whole bunch of eye supplements. And I hope to God it helps him, Ben.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking, because when you get calls like that, it just breaks your heart. It's so tragic, and it's so unnecessary. Our bodies are deteriorating so much faster, George, than they need to. Do you know the genetic lifespan of a human being is 120 to 130 years?
Wow.
That's what we're supposed to be, and we're not supposed to deteriorate.
And that's barring an accident or something crazy like that.
You know, every animal has a genetic lifespan. So an elephant is 70 years, a crocodile is 80 years, a tortoise is 100 years, a mouse is a few months, perhaps. Every animal has a genetic lifespan. Ours is, the human genetic lifespan, is 120 to 130. And we're not supposed to fall apart and deteriorate halfway through. We're lucky to make it to 75 or 80, and we start deteriorating around age 40 or 45. Largely, I'm not going to say 100%, but largely because of how we eat and nutritional deficiencies. Mental issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, they all play a role. But largely, the deterioration of our health as a culture, despite the fact, by the way, that we have more doctors per capita and more medicalization than any other culture in the history of the planet, we have a health situation that is a travesty, a tragedy of biblical proportions, and the statistics are alarming enough. But when you talk to the individual people, George, I know exactly what you were thinking when that guy called. You want to do everything you can do to help, and that's why that's what Critical Health News is about. That's what Doc Wallach's message is about. That's what Longevity is about. That's what my personal mission is about. And thank you so much for allowing us the airtime to talk about it.
It's important, and we do help a lot of people, and I want to help more and more people, because if you don't have your health, Ben, don't have anything.
No money, no friends, no family, nothing if you're in pain and you don't have your health. It's very difficult, George, to be spiritual, to be mentally correct, to be emotionally correct when you're in pain. I know that. I've been in pain.
We're going to take
something as simple as nausea can throw you off.
That's right. We're going to take your phone calls with Pharmacist Ben. Tom's going to take your text and tweets as well. I've got some emails that continue to come in, email questions as well. Here's one for Doc Wallach, Ben, but I'm going to ask you a little bit later on, because it's an animal question. But,
okay.
Animals live on supplements too, don't they?
That's exactly right. You know, if you look at the average, the nutrition facts in your average can of dog food or puppy chow, you'll see more nutrients than an adult male or female gets in this country.
What do you find when you go to speaking engagements or when you're out in public or even your friends? What do they generally want to know?
About health?
Yes.
How they can incorporate a supplementation program. That's the most confusing aspect of health, and that's the most most common question that I ask is, how can I incorporate a nutritional supplementation program into my life? And that's why I do what I do. And basically, I mean, I do a lot of things when it comes to health. I help people with their health in various ways. I'm in the skin business, and I talk about meditation. I talk about mental and emotional strategies. But supplementation is such a powerful modality, but it's so confusing, George. We don't know. I talk to so many people who are doing the throw everything at the wall and see what sticks style of nutritional supplementation. Oh, I heard this was good. I heard that was good. Take this and take that. You have to have a system. It's like a team. Like with a baseball team. You can't have a bunch of third basemen on your team. If you have all third basemen, no matter how good they are, you're not going to have much of a baseball team. You got to have a third baseman, you got to have a shortstop, you got to have a pitcher, catcher, your three outfielders, et cetera. And it's the same thing with nutritional supplementation. You have to have all your vitamins. You have to have all your minerals. You have to have your essential fats. You have to have your essential amino acids. And they all have to be in the right proportions. You can't just take one without taking all of them. And this is why a program is so important. This was Dr. Wallach's great insight, is providing people with systems, with programs, with ways that they can get all of the basic nutrients, we call them the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, in the right proportions and in the right forms. And that's why a system is so important. So the most common question I ask is, how can I incorporate supplementation into my life? I say, get on the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you're using your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, all 90 of them. Don't just try to take one. Don't just try to take one kind of formula. Take all 90 Mighty 90 essential nutrients, and, of course, make sure you're eating correctly as well. And that means what you're eating as well as what you're not eating. Staying away from problem foods is just as important as making sure that you're getting the good foods.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And those people on the other end of the line really know their stuff, don't they?
They're well-trained by Doc Wallach, by myself, and by all the people underneath. Everybody who answers the phone understands the longevity products as well as health challenges. They're not doctors, as you say. They're not there to diagnose, but they're there to help you use nutritional supplements, specifically the longevity nutritional supplements. And I'm telling you, George, there is not one health condition, there's not one health challenge that cannot be a chronic health challenge. I'm talking about progressive health challenges, which make up about 80% or so of our health care costs. There's not one of them that cannot improve once you start a supplementation program, once you change the way you eat, correct digestive problems, all things that we can do ourselves. And that's the bottom line here, George. We become so used to going outside of ourselves to take care of our health. We think it's just normal to go to an expert or to go to an authority. The idea of supplementation is the idea of taking the power back. Taking the power back to take control of your life at its most fundamental level. We don't need to be doctored. In fact, doctoring doesn't work. As I say, we got more doctors per capita than any other culture in the history of the planet, and we are the most obese, most cancer-ridden. We have the most autoimmune diseases. This is the second year in a row, George, where life expectancy has dropped, has gone down. This has never
That's
happened
crazy.
Before. In the Great Depression, it didn't happen. In World War II, it didn't happen. During the 1800s and the Industrial Revolution, it didn't happen. This is the first time in the history of this country that life expectancy has gone backwards, and we're all going to doctors, and we all got drugs, and we all got medical devices. That's not the solution. Now, of course, if you have some kind of mechanical trauma or you need surgery, there's a role for medicine, absolutely. But when it comes to taking care of our rheumatoid arthritis or our eczema or our autoimmune issues or whatever health challenges we have that are in the way of progressive diseases, that is, diseases that do not get better, which flies in the face of how the body is built. The body is built to get better. It's built to heal. You know, the bone is stronger at the point of the break. So not only does the body heal and recover when it has all the raw materials it needs, but it recovers better. It recovers stronger. So we are built into our body as a healing mechanism that we can witness every time we cut ourselves. And that same healing mechanism that we can observe when we cut ourselves takes place inside the body as well. When you have ulcerative colitis, for example, that's a cut that's not healing. That's a wound that is not healing. There's no reason why that should occur except for that the body doesn't have the raw materials it needs or it's somehow overwhelmed. Put the raw materials in, remove the overwhelming factors, and the body will do the rest.
Farbus has been with us. We're going to take your calls with him in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. I'll take your emails as well. Tom will take your text and tweets, trying to cover all the bases for you to get you some assistance. And again, the website, do take some time. Go to it with your laptop. Go to it with your desktop. Go to it with your smartphone, criticalhealthnews.com. And that toll-free number for people there for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're going to take your phone calls for the next hour and a half with Pharmacist Ben. Things that can help you from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website and enjoy yourself. Keep this number handy at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Live events coming up really soon. Let me start with the one in June in Las Vegas at the Silverton Casino. Really looking forward to that. There's also going to be a 13-year-old there on stage with me who has incredible healing powers of crystals. But there's a lot going on. Las Vegas, Nevada, June 9th. Come on out. If you've never been to Las Vegas, it's a great time to come out and enjoy the show. Live band, meet and greet, and everything else. Tickets available by going to coasttocoastam.com, and in the upper corner, click the events that you'll see, and then it opens up. It's also on the carousel reel. Open it up, but just make sure you remember June 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then right around the corner, and it's really coming up fast, Scottsdale, Arizona, April 21st at the Virginia G. Piper Theater. I'm going to give you a phone number, and also, of course, it's tickets available at our website as well. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a map of the tickets right now, and they're really starting to go. And so don't get left out. And Tom Danheiser, the executive producer of the event, the tickets that are left are very affordable now, aren't they?
They sure are, and we are getting so close and so excited. So they got to grab tickets while you can. Sonia Grace will be there. We'll do a segment with Dr. Sky, and then the roundtable. The UFO roundtable is something we have not done before, so this is going to be really exciting. Four great experts. Going to give you a lot of information, just a really cool time we're going to have. If you want to get tickets, you can call 480-499-8587, or you can visit scottsdalearts.org.
This is a huge theater, and you have always wanted to get those sides filled up, and I see they're starting to get taken away piece by piece, which is very encouraging.
Yeah, they are. And the theater, the way it's laid out, it just slopes up. There's no top balcony. So it's a really great layout. It's a beautiful theater. It's gorgeous.
I want to know who the one guy is who's sitting by himself in the back.
Well, it's funny because if people go to the site, they pick their seats and they can see where you pick your seat and then it fills in with the color. And, George, what you're saying is exactly right. There's like one color.
Who is that guy?
It's Barry.
All right, thanks, Tom. It's coming up. That, again, it's Scottsdale, April 21st. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click events, or it's in the carousel reel. And just remember, when you go to the calendars of the websites, remember April 21st for Scottsdale. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, a quick question for you. I take the Tangy Tangerine tablets because it's more convenient for me, though I have it available to put in water and shake it up too, so that works. But I also find that I'm supplementing myself with many supplements extra that are included in the Tangy Tangerine tablets.
You worried about overdosing, you thinking?
Can you oversupplement?
Almost impossible. You have to go really out of your way. I would say it's virtually impossible. If you swallow like a whole bottle of one of the fat soluble vitamins,
I don't do that. I just take.
It'd have to be ridiculous for you to do it. You could take such huge doses of these things. I mean, that alone tells you how, when you compare them, stack them up to drugs. The therapeutic window on drugs is so narrow, George. I mean, if you say a 5-milligram pill, and you were to take 10 milligrams or 15 milligrams, maybe triple it, you could die. With vitamins and minerals and trace nutrients and what we call the mighty nine essential nutrients, you can take 10 times the dose, the suggested dose, 100 times on some of them the suggested dose, and your body will just excrete what's unneeded. That alone tells you that if you have a healing modality as powerful as nutrition with this a toxic profile that is so huge, I mean, the window is so huge, you absolutely have to give it a shot first before you go into drugs. If you want to go into taking drugs, great, but at least give nutritional supplementation a shot.
Here's an email in from Mary. Now, this is for Doc Wallach, the vet, but I'm going to ask you anyway because she needs an answer. She says her vet bills are running around $2,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Her beloved cat has cancer near the abdomen. She's giving turkey tree mushroom powder, coconut oil, krill oil, pasture-fed beef.
Oh, my God.
What is she doing right? What is she doing
wrong? It's tricky. I'll tell you one thing about cats, though. There's a nutrient called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, that is
it's an amino acid, isn't it?
It's a very, very important amino acid, and cats need to have that in their diet. And if they're not getting enough of it, and it's very likely that they're not depending on the food that they're eating, if she's not feeding them regular food, it's very possible the cat could be having a taurine deficiency. I would go get some kitty taurine or give the cat some beef liver, which is also a good source of taurine.
Okay, let's go to some calls here. We've got Thomas in La Jolla, California, one of our dear friends. Hey, Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, Thomas. Thank you for taking my call. And Pharmacist Ben, I want to thank you and Dr. Wallach for longevity and all the work that you do.
Thank you, Thomas. That means a lot to me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have a disagreement with my allopathic physicians.
Okay.
And I followed Dr. Wallach, and I'm eating a lot of eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it, but I eat my eggs uncooked, raw.
What's wrong with that? Your doc doesn't like that?
And my doctor said, no, they should be cooked thoroughly, you know, hard-boiled, et cetera.
Because of salmonella, is that what he's thinking?
And,
How many eggs a day do you eat?
I eat sometimes 10 to 12.
And how long have you done this for?
I've done it, 9 months.
And how many times have you gotten salmonella?
I haven't.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just feel that a raw egg is like nature's fast food.
Oh, it's the perfect food. You know, when we call an egg, Thomas, is really not. That's just half of what the egg really is. It really should be called, if we're going to use the correct term, an egg cell. It is a cell, and that means it has everything that a cell needs to live. And that means that every one of your cells can be completely supplied with everything that is in an egg. It is the perfect nutritional food, bar none. And to eliminate eggs from your diet, which is almost as bad to eliminate the yolks from your diet, because the power of the egg is in the yolk, is one of the greatest food and nutritional tragedies of any. And by the way, the fake eggs, the powdered eggs, take egg from being powdered eggs or liquid eggs take eggs from being a power food into a trash food. So what you're doing with your eggs, to eat them raw, is incredibly smart. Now, cooking an egg, you'll start to destroy things. So if you're going to cook your eggs, you want to cook your eggs very little, soft boil or poach. Try and stay away from the hard boiled stuff or the scrambled or the even the over easies, because you start to break down some of those fats. And I'll tell you what, one of the best parts of the egg is actually in the part that's between the shell and the egg itself. It's called the membrane, and it's a fine little film that's inside that shell. So make sure when you're cracking your eggs, you get that membrane out there. The membrane has got some incredibly important elements for building cell membranes, including components that are super important for your skin, for wrinkles in your skin, and also for dry skin. In fact, eggs contain a very important fat that is whose deficiency is associated with dry skin. So eggs are not only important for the internal part of your body, they're also important for your skin, and they're one of nature's best anti-dry skin foods.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it. I cracked open an egg once, Ben, and a little chicken fell.
Oh, no, come
never
on.
Never go back.
You're
April,
kidding.
April Fools. Oh. April Fools. A little.
That would be gross.
I'll tell you one thing, though, that it does take me back when Doc Wallach says, you know, he eats a million eggs a day. I mean, that's a lot.
I don't know if he eats a million. Does he eat a dozen eggs a day or something?
He eats a lot. A couple dozen, I think.
I'd get sick of that many eggs. I mean, I'm a big fan of eggs, but I would get sick of that many eggs. But as far as nutritional supplementation goes, cracking a raw egg into a power smoothie is one of the best There's nothing better as far as nutritional supplementation goes. It has everything you need to make your cells go. And by the way, that whole hooey about cholesterol in the yolks and that why you have to lower your dietary cholesterol, doctors aren't saying it as much, fortunately, but they're still saying it. That is a bunch of hooey, and it's one of the most dangerous nutritional myths or medical myths of all, is that you have to eliminate your eggs and also your cholesterol-containing foods. You know, George, the foods that contain cholesterol are building foods. They don't only contain cholesterol, they contain vitamin E, and they contain lecithin, and they contain vitamin A, and the all-important vitamin K. All of these are building and stress management substances, and the more stress we're under, the more duress we're under, the more we need. And in fact, the reason why cholesterol is associated with heart disease, George, is because when we're under duress, our cholesterol goes up, and then we get heart disease because mm-hmm. we're under stress, but it looks like it's the cholesterol. And so they've never shown a causal relationship between cholesterol and heart disease. They've only shown an association. And what they're missing is the cholesterol goes up because we're under stress and because the body's trying to build. You know, after you have surgery, your cholesterol goes up. Bodybuilders, their cholesterol goes up. Cholesterol is a stress management substance, and it's absolutely vital, not just for helping the body handle stress, but for building and repairing post-stress.
And Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And if you do not get on this half hour with us, don't worry, because we're going to do this again next hour as well. East of the Rockies, Helen in New York City is with us. Hi, Helen. Go ahead.
Hey, Helen.
Yes. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
I have a question. How do I rebuild muscle strength and size once it's diminished?
Oh, no. The body is a building system. What you got to do is you got to treat yourself like a bodybuilder. You know, I always say that, and people think Arnold Schwarzenegger, weightlifting, and big muscles, and it's not really that. When we get older, we have to think of ourselves as bodybuilders. That means you got to get in the gym. That means you got to do resistance training, whether it's with weights or whether it's yoga or even getting those bands. Have you ever seen those rubber bands, George, that you can use? Those are great resistance training.
I've got some.
They're awesome for people who are frail, or if you're traveling.
You got to make sure that when you're stepping on them and you pull, you do not let them slip out.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
They'll smack you in the face.
That's exactly right. I've had that happen, actually.
I think that happened to Senator Harry Reid.
Are you serious?
They came out of, he missed it on his foot, and the whole band thing came up and smacked like, it's like somebody beat him up.
I know what you're saying. But for Helen, and for anybody who's elderly or frail or starting to lose muscle mass, you've got to treat yourself like a bodybuilder. And the key element here, there's two key elements. Number one, resistance training. And as I say, you don't need a gym to do it. You could do it with dumbbells. You could do it with a couple gallons of water. You could put a backpack on and put books in it and walk or go up the stairs. And then when you're done, this is so important, George, when you're done, and also Helen, when you're done with your workout, that's when you do your nutrition. The body becomes like a dry sponge sucking up water. After you burn through nutrients through your workout, you come home and do your supplements. That's the most important time to supplement, and it's this combination of exercise plus nutrition with rest. Exercise has to occur, and the resistance training has to occur within a context of rest. So the body loves a little bit of exercise, loves a little bit of resistance, as long as there's lots of rest to follow, because it's during the rest period that the body grows and that the muscles grow. So it's this triple action of exercise and rest. I call it exorest plus nutrition. And when you come home from the gym, that's when you do your protein, that's when you do your B vitamins, that's when you do your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that's when you do your nutritional supplements, and your body will suck them up like a dry sponge sucks up water, and it won't take more than a week before you notice that you're getting stronger if you do it correctly.
Super. Good luck, Helen. This story just in, 4 Marines reportedly dead in a helicopter crash tonight along the U.S.-Mexico border. Jeez. Sad. Joe in Boston. Go ahead, Joe. Welcome to the program, Joseph.
Hi, George. Haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a while.
I hope you guys get up here to Boston once in a while.
I would love to do a show there. It's like old home week for me if I get up there. In Pharmacist Ben, Joe is blind, but go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. I am visually impaired. I don't have the money for all these supplements. I eat at a soup kitchen, and where I eat, they make scrambled and bacon eggs. Is there any? And I also have a problem with my esophageal, what do they call it, Gastroesophageal
gastroesophageal reflux.
Well, it's not heartburn, but sometimes my burp comes back. It's called reflux.
Acid reflux.
Acid reflux. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Oh, you want some help with that?
Yeah, nothing I can do because I don't have the money for. I mean, I've tried the medicine and the.
A little baking soda would help. That's pretty cheap. And then also.
That is cheap.
Take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda and put it in some water and then drink it down. Not with your meal, though, but maybe a couple hours after your meal. And that will help a little bit. If you don't want to do it with your meal because that will throw off your digestion, but a little bit, a couple hours after your meal. And then also, this is very important when it comes to GERD, as they call it. Link it to foods. See if you notice that specific foods are causing that problem, and then you're going to want to eliminate the foods. And then also, as a kind of home remedy, apple can help. Half an apple after you eat an
apple
meal.
A day.
Apple days,
keeps the doctor away. Texts and tweets we have. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
We are going to go with something from John in New Mexico. It's a text. Please ask pharmacist Ben what his thoughts are on a vegan diet to help lose weight, especially if you're a diabetic like I am.
There are a lot of misunderstandings with the vegan diet. You know, vegetables don't want to be eaten. Nature doesn't want its plants eaten, and vegetables contain lots of compounds that are very problematic, and lots of weight gain compounds too, by the way, especially legumes. So the vegan diet is actually not necessarily a weight loss diet. It can actually be a weight gain diet, and it's not necessarily a healthy diet because of the so-called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, these plant defensive compounds that are found in tomatoes and potatoes and certainly grains. A vegan diet tends to be high in processed food or can be high in processed food. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but a lot of vegans are subsisting on veggie burgers and such, and these are very problematic foods. So the vegan diet isn't all that. And on the other hand, meat doesn't contain any of those compounds, and a lot of folks don't have problems with meat, and they have problems with veggies. Now, that having been said, there's hormones in meat and antibiotics in meat, and meat's a little bit difficult to process, so you don't want to go crazy with the meat either. But the vegan diet, there's a lot of misunderstandings about it. It is not necessarily a healthy diet, especially if you're dealing with breakouts on your skin. A lot of these plant compounds can activate the immune system and can be very unfriendly for the skin. So for folks who are having problems with cystic acne or rosacea or blemishes that appear on the cheek area or around the mouth area, they'll feel like, well, I'm going to go on a vegan diet because I heard that's healthy for you. That can actually make things worse. So you got to be very careful about foods in general, and the best way to approach the whole food conundrum is to see what foods cause you problems specifically. And you got to do a food diary, and you got to write everything you eat and kind of chart your foods as if you were a medical professional or even a detective and see if you can link your specific health challenges to specific foods and stay away from the standard diets like the Mediterranean diet or the South Beach diet or the vegan diet, the raw food diet. See what works for you individually.
All right, Ben, hold on. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back for a final hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and your phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com and the toll-free number 1-855-949-7234.